Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 54, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique Bible and this unique viewpoint allows you to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. From the Word of God, the Holy Bible. And even though we are late this morning, I am so thrilled to be here to do this, and that is to read the Word of God. Today we are reading Job chapter 2. For the benefit of those who were not in our earlier prayer meeting, that's right, we pray way before this and this service. And for those of you who were not here for that prayer meeting, let's pray before we read the Word of God. Holy Father God, we are weak and feeble, but we know that you have all might in your hands, for you are the Almighty God. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your grace. We really do. And Lord, help every prayer under the sound of my voice to be a man, a woman, a teenager, boy, and girl. Every time they pray to you, Lord, help them to pray what they mean and mean what they pray and believe in your power to answer, because you are the God, as the psalmist said, who hears and answers prayer. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for all of the millions, and as the old saints used to say, the many and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. You have led me to say millions because you have bestowed millions of blessings upon us. There are millions of things going on in our bodies that we know not of that keep us alive. And if one of them stopped working, we would drop dead. There are millions of things going on in the universe that allows us to be here and to be here as long as we have been here. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Help us all to be very thankful and grateful. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ I praise you and thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you've bestowed upon us. Lord, in the midst of your wrath and judgment and chastisement coming down upon us all, justifiably so. And so, Holy Father God, I continue to pray, be thorough with us after almost a year of praying that. Break us, make us, and mold us to be what you would have us to be in your church. We thank you, Lord, for your remnant, and we thank you, Lord, for your faithful few. We thank you, Lord, for your 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal and who have not compromised your holy word, getting in bed with ungodly, wicked people just to go along, to get along. Holy Father God, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us all of our sins, failures, and faults, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those, Lord, who have sinned against us. And that's a beautiful thing, that through you, Lord Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, Holy Father God, you give us the uncanny ability to not only forgive people, but forgive people before they even ask for forgiveness. Just in a spirit and mentality and heart of forgiveness. And we could not do that without you. That's just impossible. It's not in our nature to do so. And Holy Father God, help all of the people here to pray. For some of them missed the earlier prayer meeting as well. Help them to pray to you. Help them to, by your grace, develop a relationship with you. Help them to understand that they, none of us, can make it in this life without you in a successful way. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, prepare our hearts to receive your holy word. Teach us your holy word. Have your Holy Spirit to reveal it to us. Lord, I read something in Genesis the other day that I have read many, many times, but I saw something that I've never seen before, and we just got through reading the whole Bible through. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for that. And Holy Father God, it is sad and unfortunate that I have to pray like this, in this warfare way, but I have to, and I pray that others would begin to do so as well. And that is, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here who have that problem in their lives. And strangely, some people have it more in the morning. Some people have it more at night. Some people have it in the middle of the day. Lord, whatever the problem is there, whatever the situation is, I do pray that you'd wipe it out. Cast out the devil and the demons of hell, because true Christians wake up with the power of your Holy Spirit in their lives to be able to carry themselves in a certain way. They go to bed the same way. They're not perfect, but they're quick to confess their sins and repent. And, Lord, and to have a pleasant attitude and spirit, because the Holy Spirit is pleasant and peaceful and joyful and cheerful. And anybody who names the name of Christ and they are not living like that, they're not characterized like that, there's something wrong. And I believe there's a demon in the midst. And so, Lord, I pray that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, and the demons of hell from this place, from the people here who have that problem, from the people out there who have that problem in all families and in all churches and ministries. And, Lord, we pray that you would rebuke and bind and cast out the satanic demonic spirits of betrayal and sabotage, treachery, pride, stubbornness and rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, unpleasantness, a spirit of hindrance and distraction. These are demon spirits, and people who claim to be Christians are allowing the demons to control them when they do that. We all ought to serve you and to pray and to read your holy word, not as a drudgery, but as a joy. And there's something desperately wrong when people are not doing that. And Lord, you know what the problem is, and I pray that you would, in the words of the old saints, root it out. Cast the demons of hell out. Save the souls of the people. Open their blinded minds and help them to walk around in their right minds. And Holy Father God, because with the demons in their lives, they can't even read your holy word and understand it, much less enjoy it. And I know the devil is mad at me for doing this and for preaching your holy gospel through it, and for preaching your holy gospel every evening and every day for now 5 years, nearly every day for now 5 years. And Holy Father God, the devil is mad because we have many other things going out every day. The gospel is traveling all around the world in multiple ways. And Lord, as we have learned from Job on yesterday, you have blocked him and prevented him from touching me personally. And I thank you for that. But he has certainly touched everything else around me and to try to hinder me from doing this. And I have lost some good friends and some good family members because of the devil working on them and turning against me for preaching things that their friends and their wives don't like. But that's all right. I'm going to continue to stand. This happened to all of your prophets in the Bible. And I do realize that I may end up in jail or dead. And for Lord, you are the greatest prophet, Lord Jesus, that ever lived. And they killed you for no reason at all, never committing a sin. I deserve to die, but not you. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your grace to march on and to fight on alone and by myself if I have to. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor, and I'm prepared for that because of what you've called me to do. And I look forward to going on the other side after a while, by and by. For we are living, no doubt, in a sin-cursed world. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would grant me your energy, your grace, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to preach your holy gospel once again. I'm so excited about being here today, even though, Lord, we are late. And you know the reasons why. You know all about it. But I don't believe in making excuses. It is what it is. But I am determined by your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit, whether on time, early or late, I will be here. As long as you allow me to live, And if you tarry, you're coming. I do pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit for those of us who are saved, I'm praying for right now, to love right, live right, think right, and do right. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help all of us under the sound of my voice and others as well to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. Lord, those who have ears to hear, let them hear and let them and help them to do. Lord, we're living in a very dangerous time. I pray that you would protect your people as you see fit. And I do pray that you would save those who are not saved in this city, in this state, in this country, and in the world. I pray that you would revive those, Lord, who need reviving, who are born again and saved in this city, in this state, in this country, and around the globe. And Lord, I do pray that you would heal those who are sick. Lord, and if they name your name, help them to call for the elders of the church for prayer over the phone and help them to divulge the wicked sins that they have committed as believers, so that they can be healed and raised up. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, comfort those who are grieving and mourning like never before. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you will prepare me and grant me your grace and strength and unction and anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to not only preach your gospel, your holy gospel this morning, but to do it this evening as well. And we thank you, Lord, for my two oldest daughters here and what they have done over the past couple of days. And we pray that all of that will go smoothly, decently, and in order, that is, Danae and Daniqua. And we pray also in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of the students that we have here, we pray and around the world who are going on, even though things do not look promising. Lord, as some have started back up by faith, Lord, help them to do well in school. Help them to work hard every day. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, in spite of ourselves, if we do right by you, if we truly confess our sins and repent, Lord, I pray that you would deliver each and every one of us from all of our afflictions and distresses, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations and troubles, trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Lord, bless and protect everybody under the sound of my voice, all of our families, ministers, and churches, from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And Lord, place upon us today the whole armor of God. Surround us with the banner of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. Make us to be whiter than snow. Lord, help us to keep the blessed hope alive for the blessed hope. Your second coming is our only hope. And so, Lord, I pray now that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. Grant us your unction and your anointing. And, Lord, save every soul and change and transform every life. And here and beyond here, we thank you for all of the souls that have been saved. Lord, over the past 5 years, from preaching your holy gospel nearly every day, and Lord, you blessed me to be convinced a long time ago, if we can just get the gospel out, it will find people and people will find it. And you will set up divine appointments all over the world and be saved by any means necessary. You just put that in my heart, the power of the gospel. We just need to get it out. It's your gospel. It's your Holy Spirit who directs people and guides people and helps people to see the gospel and to understand it and to be saved. It is such a joy to be in the position that you place me in, to be able to preach the gospel on a daily basis in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and to see people get saved from it. It is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, help me to just continue to do what Paul called the foolishness of preaching. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray, and I pray that you'll raise up thousands of other preachers to get behind a mic and preach the gospel each and every day, particularly in this plague, pandemic. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great blessing and privilege to be alive today to read the living Word of God. Oh, pardon me, folks. At Job chapter 2. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause? And Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life, So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Doest thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your powerful holy word. Help us to never forget it. Help us to remember it. Help us to meditate on it. And help us to let it sink in. And help us to love it and cherish it more. Apply it to our lives and obey it. Read it and teach it to others in a discipleship way. And preach your holy gospel from it. For your glory, your praise, and your honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.